to Hashem, and b'mi shurachem. Rashi says, v'lav dechanan shemu, ela b'shem mi shuchanan. The wife like to swear to me in the name of the person that is chanun to Hashem. Omalei Rovus, Rovus in the back of that's Shana Mishnah. Then not that the word Racham Hashem itself means Hashem, because you're talking about Hashem, says so yochi v'ashmaim v'orat nami. Maybe it means b'mish ashmaim v'orat shaloi komar. He means to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, to the one that owns the Shemayim Voritz. So Mara says, no, hoki ashtu, what's one to do with the other? Ho som kibu the lekim idi achrini. The ikra rachum echanun, there's nobody else that has this name of rachum echanun, even though it itself is not a shame of Hashem, but still it for sure goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vadai for sure, b'mi shuchanun, vadai b'mi shurachum. You meant to say, I want you to swear to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come on. But Hocho, Kivon Diikra Shemayim Voritz, here Lamaisa, we see a Shemayim, we see an Oritz. So when he says he wants you to swear, he meant, but Shemayim Voritz, come, I want you to swear, like in the name of the Shemayim, in the name of the Oritz. That's not the name of Hashem, therefore he's Potter. But Chanam Barachum, there's no Chanam itself. Who do you want me to swear to? You must mean you want me to swear to the one that is a Chanam, to the one that is a Rachum, that's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're making me swear to Hashem, therefore they're Yechayiv. Tana Rabbonim, Kosav Aleph Lamed Melekim. He started to write the word Elekim, and he only wrote an Aleph Lamed, or else Yud Hey Me Hashem. As a Reza and Enne Nimchak. Since you started to write the shame of Hashem, even though you did not finish, still it has Kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to erase this Aleph Lamed or the Yud Hey.
Shin.
You're right. But here the dual difference is that here you had in mind to write the whole word Elokim, so you did not finish off the Kedusha. If you had in mind only to write Kael, you'd be right. But here he had in mind to write more, so the complete Kedusha is not Chal yet. That's a Chiddush, a mixus of it also has Kedusha.
When we say that, if you have that concept.
Chal Lamed, you're right. Yud Kei Me Hashem, Harezein Animchuk. Shin Dalam Mishakai, Alav Dalam Miadoinis. Tzadik Beis Mitzvokos, Hareza Nimchak. It's a kert. You see, like you were saying, right. I mean, if you just start to write the Shemus, and these two words themselves does not mean Hashem's name, then you could erase it. It's only the first two cases of Aleph Lamed, and then Yud Kei. What Yud Kei is also called, that's also Hashem's name. You're right. It's only when the Aleph Lamed, what you wrote, is Hashem's name. But if you only started to write Hashem's name, then it's Nimchak. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Tzavokos Kula Nimchak. Now the whole word Tzavokos you have right to erase. Shanikra Tzavokos, Tzavois, Elo Hashem Yisrael. He holds whenever it says the word Tzavois, it means the host of Klai Yisrael, not Hashem himself. Shneimer says, Vaitzaisiya Tzavoisai, Esami B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Hashem took Klai Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim, so Tzavoisai means Klai Yisrael. Oma, Shmuel, Ein Elokach Rabbi Yosi, we do not pass like Rabbi Yosi. True, here the word Tzavoisai means the host, means our Klai Yisrael, but usually Tzavokos means our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we hold Tzavokos is the shame of Hashem. Tana Rabbonim, Kol Atofu L'Shem. When the word is Elokim, and you're saying Elokeichem, you put in the extra Chof Mem at the end, or else La Hashem, the Laman at the beginning, any letter that's a Tofel, not really the Shem Hashem, but you're adding on to it the Lamed or the Mem, Beim Elefon of whether it's before the Lamed, La Hashem, or Beim Elachrib, Lakechem, Hareza Nimchok. The extra word, the extra letter that you could erase. They do not have Kedusha, it's only the Shem Hashem. Lefon of case, where's the case of Lefon of La Hashem? So the Lamed is Nimchok, Ba Hashem, Beis Nimchok, Va Hashem, Vod Nimchok, Me Hashem, Mem Nimchok, She Hashem, Shin Nimchok, Hey Hashem, Hey Nimchak, Ka Hashem, Chof Nimchak, Liachrov, what's the case? Liachrov, Elokei Nu. So Nu is Nimchak, Elokei Hem, Hem Nimchak, Elokei Chem, Chem Nimchak, Achreim, yeah. That's one shita. Achreim, other says no. Liachrov ain't a Nimchak, no. The Chem, the end of Hashem's name, that already you cannot erase. Why? Shekvakitshu Hashem. That since you already wrote Hashem's name, so now you're finishing it off, that becomes a tofel to the shame of Hashem. Therefore, the Chem also has Kedusha, you're not allowed to erase it. Omer Rafuna, Alokha Kachem, we pass like Kachem. Now the Gemara says, Kol Shemois, Amurim Batoi, Rabbi Avram. When it says the word Adoi, over there by Avram, Kodesh, it all means Hashem's name. Chutz mizeh, only this one perish, Shulchil, that does not mean Hashem, but it means Adonai, it means His Master. Shenemar says, Vayomer Hashem, Al no mitzvah sichem b'yanecho. It should be Vayomer Adonai, Vayomer Adonai, it says there. It doesn't say UK, it says Adonai. Right, no mitzvasi. Fear does not go on Hashem, but goes on His master, goes on His servant, it goes on. Chanina ben Achai ben Yeshua Rabbi Loza ben Azayim Mishum Loza Hamadoy Omru no Avzu Kodesh. Here also Avram meant our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It is meant to say to Hashem, please let me go be Mekabo my Orchim. So he meant to say to Hashem, if so, Kaman Noz, who does it go like? Hod Yom Rav Yudu Omar Rav. It's a greater mitzvah to be mekabel orchim, taking guests, inviting guests, rather than be mekabel accepting the Pnei Shechina Kodesh Baruch Himself. How do we know this? Kaman, goes according to this zug that held that Vayomer Adonai, when Avram said he meant to Hashem, and he's talking to Hashem, I don't feel bad that I'm leaving you, Hashem, and I'm going now to make do the mitzvah of achnosas orchim. So see here, it was greater to Avram, the mitzvah, Nosas Orchim, Yaisim Yaqbalas Pnei Shechina. So again, like Pnei Shechina is for yourself, and Orchim is you're helping out somebody else. So it's greater to do chesed to somebody else than just to be mechazik yourself. So that goes to this man, the Yama, that here also it means the word, it means Kodesh. Yeah. Now, Kol HaShemos, Kol Shemos Amurim B'Loit. When it says the word Adoni over there by Loit, Chil, it only means his serve his master. Chutz mizeh, only one place did Loit mean Hashem. Shul Kodesh. Shneimer says, "Vayoyim Loit aleihem ano Adoni hine no motzo avdecho achem b'yenecho." See here the word Adoni. Here it says it means Hashem. It means mi sheyesh biyode lahomus lahachyos zeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He meant to say to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the one that has the power to kill or to keep alive. Now kol shemus amur b'novois is Kodesh. All the shemus says b'nefashah of novois. It means Hashem. The Micha, all the time it says Adoni, by Micha, Chol, it just means His Master, not Hashem. There I agree to you. All the Adoni by Novos is Hashem. The Micha, it depends though. Yesh mem Chol, yesh mem Kodesh. Some yes, some no. Aleph, Lamed, Chol. If he just says Kael, that's Chol. Yud Kei, that's Kodesh. Chutz Mizeh, one case. Shalaf Lamed Kodesh. One time it says the word Kael, and it means Hashem. Kol Yimei Hayoyz Beis Elakim B'Shiloi. That means, yeah. So here, the word Elakim here, Kael Elakim, meaning Hashem. Kol Shema Samurim B'Givois B'Nyomin. We have Lezu Wai Mechol. It just means the Master, not Hashem. We have Yeshu Wai Mechodesh, no, it meant Hashem. Omla Reb Lezu. V'chi Mavtiach V'en Oysa. If it meant Hashem, so how come there they asked from Hashem, should we go out to have war? And they got the wrong answer, they thought. Like, how could it be they spoke to Hashem and He gave a promise and it didn't happen? Omulor Yeshua, no. Mashavtiach also. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, promised them, happened. But Vehein Loi Bichnu, Im Lenatzuach, Im Lenatzeach. They only asked, should we go to have war? So the answer was yes. They did not ask, though, will we be victorious or not? That they didn't ask. So Hashem didn't tell them. Bachroin at the end, Shebichnu at the end, they talk, asked Hashem, will we win or not? Heskimo Yodon. Then Hashem said, yes, you win. Shinemar. Hapinchas ben Alozah ben Aaron, Akoyin, Oyman, Lefonov, Beyom Haim, Lamer, Oysif, Oydla says, Vomachoma, in Bnei Binyamin Achi, in Echtel, shall I go out or not? And then Hashem said, yes, go out, and now you'll win. But before, they did not ask the question if we'll win or not. So therefore, it wasn't told. Kol Shloima Amur B'Shir Hashirim. Every time it says the word Shloima in the Pasha in the Megillah Shir Hashirim, Kodesh, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir L'misha Shalom Shaloi. It's like a shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's the Av of Shalom. Chutz Mizeh, one place which says, Karmi Shali Lefoni Elef Lecho Shloima. That this Karm to me is like 1,000. Shloima L'Videi U'Mo'yeh. That means to Shloima Himself. U'Masayim L'Neutrim Espiriyoi. And 200 should be to the people that watch His Paris, that goes to the Rabbonin. The Yeshem Musam say, Avsecha, no, here also Shloim also means Choyim. There's another word, Shlomo means Choyel, means Shlomo Melech. Hinei mitosi shalosh Shlomo. The mitzvah of the bed of Shlomo means the Shlomo. Shishim. Only this and not the other one. That the Shmuel said, "Machusa the kotlo chad mishisa." When a kingdom goes to have war and they kill out by the army one of six, they won't be punished. That's normal to kill out 1/6 of the army. Shneimer says, "Karmi shali lefonai helif lechosh loymoi lemachusa the rikia." That 2,000 goes to Hashem. Or masayim lenaitrim espiryoi and lemachusa the arya. And the kingdom here in this world, they have right to take only 200 of it. So, Shmuel like a Tanakam of Lot Yeshem. Shmuel is not like the Kam of the Yeshemrim, and Lot Yeshemrim. The Yeshemrim Zeh Kodesh Vizel Chol, the opposite way. This one was Kodesh, and this one is only Chol. The Mitosoim, or Shloim of the Yomach Yeshemrim, then he goes like this Yeshemrim. Kol Machaya Murim Deniel, Chol Chutz Mizel. Alright, we'll stop here.
Oh, yeah.
Yelamed hey yom a base holding. Start over again, 3/4 down. That kol shloim again, kol shloim ha'amur b'shir ashirim kodesh. Whenever it says the word shloim in the Megillah shir ashirim, it means Hashem, which means shir lemisha shalom shaloi. This is a song to Hashem, which has the peace to him. Chutz mizek, including one pasuk, that it says karmi shali lefonai helaf l'chosh shloimai. That here shloim l'di day. It means Shlomo receives 1,000. Or Masayim L'Noitrim, not that it says 200 to the watchman, L'Noitrim Esperiyov, that's Rabbonin. Rabbonin received 200, which means 1/6. 1/6 goes to the Rabbonin. The Yeshemim, some say no, Avzechol, that even this word, Helof L'Chosh, over here also, Avzechol, this also means Chol. Which Pasik? Hine Mitosa Shalishloimai. So it comes out at Shishim, the girl said it not. The question is, what does it mean, Avze? What does Avze mean? The first one also. So it comes out according to both of them, the first pasuk of Helaf Lechosh Shloimai, that goes to Shloimai. That's called Chol. If so, the Gemara asks, Eloha de Yom HaShemul, that's what Shemul said, Machusa de Kot Lochad Meshisa Biyama, a kingdom here, when it goes to war, and it kills out 1/6, they will not be punished for it. Because that's normal. Shinema, we learn it out from. From this passage that it says, Karmi Shali Lofona Helaf Lachor Shloimai. That means the Machusa de Rakia. See, here we darshan, Shloim here also means Hashem. It means the Machusa de Rakia, means the kingdom upstairs. And then the passage ends off, O Masayan Lenoitrim Esperio 200, means the Machusa de Arya. Means for the kingdom over here. That the kingdom over here has the right only a 1/6. So, Shmuel, when Shmuel says this, he learns out from this pasuk that the first word Shloima means Hashem, lechuritz loiketanakam loikiyeshemim. It's like neither of them, because according to both of them, when it says helaf lechosh Shloima, it means Shloima Melech himself and not Machus of the Rukia. So, Shmuel says rather the Yeshemim meant like this. Elochi koma. This is what the Yeshemim meant. Elochi koma. The Yeshemim, some say ze kodesh v'zehu chol. They say, no, the first one, Helaf Lechosh Shloimai, that's really Kodesh. That means to Hashem. And only the second one, Hine Mitosa Shelosh Shloimai, that means Chol. So therefore, Shmuel Diyamach Yeshemrim, Shmuel Demogolat Yeshemrim, that the first Pasuk means Hashem, and therefore we can learn out from there that, whatever, somehow, that 1,000 goes to Hashem-like, and only 200, which is the fifth, but really, in the bar, it's 1/6, goes to a kingdom over here. Now, kol malchaya hamurim b'daniyo, whenever it says the word malchaya, the king, in Sefer Daniyo, chol, it means the king, it means Nebuchadnezzar. Chutz mizek, including this one, pleishu kodesh, it means Hashem. That Daniyo said, ant malko melech malchaya, di eloho shemayim, ma'chusa chisno, v'tokfo, a strong kingdom, v'ikora, nice, v'yoyev locho, should be to you. So here, since he said melech malchaya, so here for sure he meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshem, some say, Avzeh Kodesh, another one also means Hashem. Shem, it says, Mori Chelma L'Soinuch, official Yorach. So, Laman Kama, who is he saying this? That the explanation of the Chaloim should be for your enemies. Isagad, if you want to tell me, Nebuchadnezzar Kama, he's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, says, So, Sonoi, Say, Maninu, who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar Yisrael, they are the Jews. So that is swore that the Neo Milad Koliath Lul Yisrael is the cursing the Jews. Here the Pasuk saying that to the enemy of the king, they should be cursed. So who's the enemy of the king? If it means Nebuchadnezzar, it would mean Kli Yisrael. Therefore here for sure it means Hashem. And he meant to say the enemies of Hashem, they should be cursed. The Tanakhama that says no, here also it means Choyol. Sovri holds like this. Soyna Yisrael Iko, Soyna Yodik Chovim Leko. Do you think the only enemies of Nebuchadnezzar is only the Jews? No, he has other enemies also. So the Neil meant to say is that your other enemies, the Goyim, they should be cursed. He did not mean to give the curse to Klal Yisrael. Now Mishnah says, V'chol kinuyim harelu chayovim. If you make a shvua, again, you mashbiya edim. You tell edim, you know edis, come and say, they say no. So he says, mushpan yalechem, I'll put a shvua upon you. Or else he says, with one of the kinuyim of Hashem. He uses one of the kinuyim of Hashem, chanun v'rachum. So the Mishnah says, he's chayiv, that's also considered like a shvua. You mashbiya them a shvua. So mashmi, do not need Hashem's name himself, but a kinuy, a nickname like, is also good. Or Minu, I have a question. It says, Yitain Hashem Moisoch Liolo, says by a soita, Hashem should put you for a curse, Ule Shrua. Says both a curse and a Shrua. Mat Tamla, what does the Pasuk say? Valoi Kva Nemer, said already once, Vehishpiya HaKoyin Es Isha, Vishvua Solo, said already that the Koyin puts a swearing upon this soita, whether she live with the man or not. It says, Vishvua Solo. So what does it say over again? Yitain Hashem Moisoch Liolo Le Shrua. The reason is like this, it comes to teach us, it's extra here by soita. But it comes to teach us, Lefi Shenem, it says by the Parsha of Shavuos Eidus, it says, Vishoma Kirl Ola, that Edim hear the curl, the voice of an Ola of the curse. We'll soon see what that means. So Nema Kanola, it says here, by Shavuos Eidus, Edim heard the Ola, Venema Lahalan Ola, and it says by Saita Ola, Ma Lahalan Shavua, just like by Saita, Yitin Hashem Lola Lashavua means a swearing, Afkan Shavua, here also it means a swearing. That the parsha of Eidus means you make them swear, or else you put this shvu upon them that they do not know Eidus, and they still say no. If so, mal halam b'shem, just like by Saita there, they swear with Hashem's name, is afkan b'shem? Here also, by a shvu of Eidus, you have to have Hashem's name. Mashmi, you have to have Hashem's name, mamish. So, here it's mashmi, need Hashem's name, shem Hashem, and not kinuyim. So Abaye Rom, Abaye says Lakash, there's no stereo. Tell you some achloikis. Ho Rebbe Chanina Bar Idi, Ho Rabbonin. The Tani will not like this. Rebbe Chanina Bar Idi Yomer. Ho Yovyomra Torah. Hashbei. V'yat Hashbei. Kilel. V'yat Kalel. The Torah says sometimes you have to swear. Rashi says, Hashbei means Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. V'yat Hashbei means Lo Yisishava B'shmil HaShoker. There are sometimes you have to swear, sometimes you're not allowed to swear. Same thing, Kilel. Yitin Hashem oischol, Allah Hashem will put a curse upon you. And then, loisakalol, ben kilas Hashem, you're not allowed to curse Hashem, or you can't curse your friend, loisakalol cherish. So now, ma hashpe, b'shem, just like in Shavuos Eidus, in Shavuos Bezdin, when Bezdin makes a bal dover swear, if he's a moedah b'miksas, that he has to swear in Bezdin. B'shem, you have to use Hashem's name there, Af lo yisishava. That it is allowed not to swear false is b'shem. You're only over the Easter if you use Hashem's name. So according to him, that's like this first brisa, you need Hashem's name. The same thing, ma kilo b'shem, just like when you curse Hashem, it's with his name. Af lo yisakalo. When we say not to curse, it's also with Hashem's name. A kilo here means, kilo means no, not that he's supposed to curse, but Hashem gives the curse on a soita. It says, yiten Hashem oischa liyola. It has Hashem's name there. The same thing, loistakala, when you have the lav, or when you chayiv miser at least, for cursing Hashem, or cursing your parents, it's only when you use the shem hamafarish, Hashem's name. For that's Rav Idi, that's Rav Chanina Bar Idi. See, holds, you have to have the shem Hashem, so that's like this first brisa. But our Mishnah, that holds even the kenuyim yichayiv for, they go according to the Rabbonin. Now the Gemara asks, why? For Rabbonin, what's beyond the Rabbonin? If you learn out the Gzeir Shavu from Soito Niboy Shem Ham Yuchid, just like there it says Hashem's name, you should need the real Hashem's name and not just Kinuyim. Eloi Gmir Gzeir Shavu, if you do not learn out Shavuos Eidus from this Pash of Soito, is Ola de Shvua Himin Olu. How do you know when the Pasuk says by Shvua say this? It does not say Lashon of a Shvua. It just says V'shoma Kol Ola, that the Edom heard the voice of an Ola. What does an Ola mean? Maybe an Ola is only a curse. It does not mean a Shvua. How do you know B'chol to say that Ola means a Shvua? Tzumar says, true. Nafkeluhu miditanya. They learn out like this brisa. Titanya. Ola. Ein ola ela loshen shvua. The word ola itself means a shvua. Does not mean a curse. It means a shvua. And I'll bring you a proof. V'chein worm of the pasuk says, V'yashbi ha-kein es isha b'shvuas ola. The kein makes the sight to swear with a swearing of an ola. So, the churu means to say, ola means a shvua. Tzumar says, no. Hosam shvuas ola ksil. Here it says two things. Hoch ksiv ola. Ain't all, yeah. So how do you know to say all itself means a shvua? Over there by Sayyid it says both words, shvua as ha'olah. Therefore shvua is a shvua and Allah maybe means something else. Here by shvua say this just says the word Allah. What does it mean? So we say still no, ain't all ela b'shvua. Allah means a shvua. What's your proof? That the same thing again, the Pasuk says the Kohen makes the Isha swear.